We have a couple of very special guests with us live via telephone. Ohel's 55th annual gala is happening on Sunday, November the 24th at Pier 60, Chelsea Piers in New York City. The reception begins at 5. The program will begin at 6:30. We all have an opportunity to support the incredible work of Ohel during this milestone gala, 55 years. You could reserve online by going to ohelgala.org. Information at 718-972-9338. Some distinguished honorees. We're going to give our guests an opportunity to speak about those honorees and the incredible work of Ohel during these amazing times of ours. David Mandel is with us, Chief Executive Officer at Ohel Children's Home and Family Services. David, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. Nice to see you.
Pleasure to speak with you. And we welcome Jay Kestenbaum, who is co-president of Ohel and is also with us live via telephone. Jay, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Nachum, great joining you again.
Appreciate it. And mazal tov to both of you. I was thinking the other day when I saw the invitation to the wedding, and a big shout out to Phyllis and Mel Zachter, by the way. I saw the invitation to the wedding, to the dinner. I saw the invitation to the gala, and I said to myself, my gosh, it is amazing how I remember the 15th, the 25th, the 45th, and now we're up to 55 years. And Jay, it must be a heartwarming feeling leading and watching an organization get to this point in its illustrious history.
Well, Nachum, listen, it's really, really incredible. I've only been involved for about 35 years, so I can't take credit for the original, but I'm standing on top of the shoulders of many really tremendous leaders who have had the vision in starting and developing Ohel to where it is now, and of course, David has lived many, many years, 30 years of amazing work, and the organization keeps growing, unfortunately, because of the tremendous needs that keep expanding in the Jewish community.
100%. Well said, Mr. Kestenbaum. David, what are your feelings now that we're about to celebrate the 55th annual gala?
I have feelings of emotion, feelings of sadness and accomplishment for the countless individuals that have been so desperate for services, and I'm proud of the work that my colleagues, humbled by the vision of the founders of the board so many years ago and by the continuing support of people like Mel and Jay as co-presidents and Moshe Hellman and so many others. It is, it's just, as I say this so many times to so many people, it's just an incredible opportunity to get up in the morning and work and be involved in a place like Ohel. And you know, Nachum, Parshas Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayeva, not to be religious or hokey, this is it. This is where it started, Avraham Avinu, and this is the reason that the founders selected the name, Ohel.
Yeah. The tent of Abraham and Sarah was open to all. There's a lot to talk about this morning, and obviously, David, I'm going to give you an opportunity to speak about the honorees. You have a really distinguished list of honorees for this event, which is happening coming up in New York City. Everybody can go to ohelgala.org. And I know that ironically, as all these needs continue to become greater and greater, Ohel has actually taken on an international role. Let's start. I mean, we'll turn to Jay and find out about some of the work that's going on in Israel, believe it or not, especially over the last year. But David, tell us about what's happening right here, closer to home, in the tri-state area, how the needs continue to grow, how your staff and volunteers, understandably, continue to grow for that reason, because the needs are so much greater, and just how many and how vast the number of services are now that are being offered to our community.
Currently, Ohel is on the cusp of opening several homes for individuals with disabilities in New Jersey, in northern New Jersey.
Wow.
We've been asked over many years to develop services and programs there.
Yeah.
We started about a year and a half ago. We're providing services to many families, in-home services, recreation services, and we're on the verge of opening 3 homes for individuals with disabilities before the end of the year and between now and mid-year of June of 2025. We are on the cusp of going into closing to buy another piece of property to expand Camp Cayley.
Wow.
Yeah, second Camp Cayley, God willing, for
wow.
God willing for boys and for girls.
Wait, has this been made public anywhere before today?
It is groundbreaking here on the Nachum Segal Show. It has not been made public.
And that means the second campus would be in use when? In the summer of 26?
We hope. We don't want to say that formally yet.
So 26 or 27.
We have a long way to go.
26 or 27.
Merit Hashem. Yes, absolutely. So, Nachum.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. You are the quintessential camp person, Nachum.
This is exciting news to say the least. Wow. That's interesting. Wow. The whole campus landscape out there, the whole camping landscape, it makes this a very interesting move, frankly, by Ohel and Camp Cayley, and congratulations as that process continues. And you mentioned the homes and obviously the basic services. You know, look, and I'm sure Jay agrees with me, and he'll address this when we turn to him, David. You're a victim of your own success. The more services and the more effective programming that you're able to put together over all these years, it just becomes more and more well-known to the community. Obviously, the community is growing by leaps and bounds, Baruch Hashem. That's not an understatement how much larger the next generation is than our generation. And therefore, there's just the need continues, and it's hard to not get overwhelmed by that whole thing. Am I right?
Well, one has to have a constitution for being involved in a day-to-day basis with work like this, because inevitably, colleagues and I met this morning with a young woman in Surfside, Florida.
Right.
Because Ohel, as you know, does national work.
Right.
In our Zach the Family Trauma Services, and in Florida, it's the Pressure Family Trauma Services, and you'll be speaking with Jay,
right,
the Kestermount Family International Trauma Children's International Family Children's Services.
Right.
I met with a young woman and her husband in Surfside, Florida, Monday morning. Jay, a woman, 38 years old, who was dying from, unfortunately, a debilitating disease. And she has a young child with special needs. And the conversation was, who will take care of that child when she's gone?
Yep.
And this is the work that we do. And, you know, it's the saddest work. And it is the most rewarding work at the same time.
I'm sure it's extremely satisfying, but my gosh, the situation that people are in. Thank God Ohel's there on the front lines to address these situations. The 55th annual gala is Sunday, November the 24th at Chelsea Piers. We'll give David a chance in a minute to talk about the honorees. Of course, they have a really great list of honorees. By the way, I haven't even done my traditional line that I've been saying for the last 30 years. If you've never been to an Ohel dinner, you got to go. It's one of the most educational experiences ever. First of all, they always put together an amazing show/program, which is unique to the work that they do. But you'll see, you'll get an idea of what they're doing on a daily basis and why they're such a vital organization for all of us to support. Jay Kestenbaum is co-president. Jay, David mentioned that you and your family have taken an active role in bringing some of these services to Israel. Some of us always are under the impression that Israel has everything they need in these areas, but that's not the case. Tell us what's been happening over the last year and in general, the impact that Ohel is making in the Holy Land.
Well, Nachum, thank you. You know, Israel clearly is, in addition to a few other places in the world, but Israel is our attention of the extreme trauma and anxiety that is going on for so many, and especially the children. I mean, we can only imagine what we consider is a bad day in our country. But it doesn't compare to kids who wake up to the sounds of booms and and gunshots and the disasters that have happened in Israel. We've partnered with a few organizations in Israel that have their own expertise. We're working with the Israel Trauma Coalition. We've distributed workbooks that are tremendously needed all over Israel. They're being distributed in many of the schools. We've had almost 85,000 workbooks that are requested by schools and distributed through various different organizations in Israel, working with Shas, working with Jewish Agency. We have work that we're doing with the Wurzweiler School of Social Work in Israel, also in helping train their Israel students and graduates to deal with the amazing challenges that are happening post-October 7th. I was down with David in the south, in a small community right outside of Gaza, and we sat there, and the children just came back to school. We were there with one of the two authors of a tremendous resilience workbook, with Naomi Baum and Tibby Ryder, and from the Naomi Baum is in Israel. Dr. Naomi Baum and Tibby Ryder from the OL team over here worked together and developed this workbook, which is, as we said, we developed and sent 85,000 copies already requested by various schools and organizations in Israel. It's been translated into so many different languages: English, Hebrew, Spanish, Chinese, Arabic, to handle so many different communities. And we were down in a school. We could not believe when you heard the sounds from Gaza, and these little kids are sitting on the floor and listening as we read this workbook and the puppets that go with it to teach kids that they have to deal with the trauma and the anxiety that they're dealing with, and even just to try to be able to sit in school and to learn when the background noises are the noises that we're not used to. We get thrown off when we hear the Long Island Railroad go by and it shakes the floor.
And by the way, I'm sorry for interrupting, Jay. By the way, for those who are skeptical about whether these workbooks and other printed materials make a difference, speak to the educators. Jay, what are some of the reactions you get from the teachers and those responsible for the welfare of the children? What are some of the responses and comments that you get from these folks?
The kids are glued to the workbooks. They really enjoy listening to them and reading them and working on them. And the teachers see the kids having an effect on the way they perform. We've translated into Ukrainian, Russian also. There are various schools, even the U.S., that people need the resources, and they're just not used to what's going on in the world. I know when I grew up, some of the disasters that we faced were not what the kids are going through these days, kids and adults. It's just amazing the acceptance and the demand for the kind of publications we're putting out that really show that we have the tools to help all of these students.
Pretty amazing, frankly. All right, the event is coming up. Everybody needs to know that you need to reserve the night of November the 24th, Pier 60, Chelsea Piers in New York. It is the 55th annual gala for OHEL. You know what OHEL means to our community. I don't have to tell this audience. And David, there are many distinguished honorees that you're going to recognize that night. The Honorable Samuel and Monica, I don't want to mispronounce their last names, so I'm going to leave that to you. They are the guests of honor that evening. The corporate honorees, Shira and Mark Hershkowitz of Infinity Land Services, and the OHEL Champions Award. I mentioned the Zachter family before, and Deborah and Jay Zachter are being recognized. And we get to pay tribute to members of the Zachter family who have been involved in OHEL for countless number of years. So, David, why don't you start with our guests of honor and to tell us about the worthy people that will be recognized that night.
Sam and Monica Namayas, they live in Lawrence. And Sam is the new mayor of the village of Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
And they're just a great couple. Sam is a real estate developer. They have three beautiful children. One of their children, Gabriella, has been part of Camp Cayley for a couple of years. And we're very excited. We have several homes in the community for individuals with developmental disabilities, men and women. We have six homes in the five towns. So we're very excited about Sam and Monica. Mark and Sheila Hershkowitz, they live in Flatbush. They are the corporate honorees, Infinity Land Services, which is a title company. Whenever anyone purchases a home, as they know, commercial, residential, anything, piece of land, you hire a title company to make sure that the piece of property that you're buying is free and clear. We're very proud that they are corporate honorees. Mark has been a board member for about 15 years of OHL.
Wow.
And we're very excited about Mark and Shira's involvement. And Jay and Deborah Zachter. Jay is also a board member of OHL. They live in Woodmere. They're part of the largest Young Israel on earth, the Young Israel of Woodmere. I know the Young Israel of Century City in Los Angeles claims the same fame, but Jay is also the president of a company named Apploy, which is a staffing company, and they have helped OHL over a number of years to recruit staff, which has been especially difficult, as anyone that runs a small or large business knows, since COVID, just recruiting and retaining staff. So Jay has been helpful to OHL in that regard. And as you say, the OHL Gala is transformed completely different.
Yep.
Of course, there's still an unending amount of food by Michael Schick, top caterer. And then people go into a Broadway-type setting and sit and are entertained by professional Broadway entertainers that we've done over the last 3 years. And it is just great to hear in the evening people say, you know, this is the best gala I've ever been to. This is the best program I've ever seen. This is the best. This is the best. Every single year, it's really the best program. So we're very excited, looking forward now.
Well, look, you've heard my comments about it, and I, you know, have always said this, that it's, if you're going to go, that's what I always say, if you're going to go to one or two or three dinners a year, this has got to be on the list because of the program, the delicious menu, as you said, Michael Schick is spectacular. And just in general, the information and the education that one gets about the work that OHL does. The MC that night will be Adam Kantor, our good friend, Broadway star and Grammy Award-winning artist. And as you heard, a whole host of distinguished honorees. And we hope that everybody comes out. Go to OHLGala.org. Again, the date you want to circle is November the 24th, OHLGala.org. Jay Kestenbaum is co-president. Jay, any other thoughts, any final thoughts regarding the big event coming up, and in general, anything you want to say to the community regarding the great work of OHL that happens on a daily basis?
No, Nachum, you know, the extent of services that we at OHL have been providing just keeps growing because of the needs. You know, we of course, we're best known for foster care and elder care and outpatient and our day programs and all school-based services, all these things just keep growing and growing, and addiction and substance abuse keep growing, and unfortunately, we need these services, but thank God OHL is there, and it's a really tremendous thing to be able to be associated with an organization like this. We thank you for really all your help in all the years, and we look forward to seeing you at the gala.
I appreciate that, and I always think back, the first interaction we ever had, and I always say this, David, the first interaction we ever had was one of the emergency foster care campaigns, and it was very effective, and this audience responded, and that was a long, long time ago. Again, a big shout-out to Phyllis and Mel Zachter, and Mike Shulman and so many others. I know there's a whole list of people that have played an active role in being a very active board, both the older part, the senior part, and the youthful part, if you will, of the OHL board. Very, very active. David Mandel, CEO at OHL, any final thoughts regarding the big event coming up and anything you want to tell this audience about the illustrious organization?
I just want to wish you and Stacy continued nachas from your family, your children, grandchildren, your growing family. And as Jay said, we just look forward to seeing everyone, to as we ask the community to support OHL's work, OHL supports the community in the many, many ways that people call on us And it's kind of a situation like, you know, like Hatzolo, Harris Rubin, Oliver Sholem, one of the founders of OHEL, when I joined OHEL many wonderful years ago, said to me, David, you should never be busy with the work. And when people call on you, you should be very busy.
Yeah.
He said that to me quite a few years ago. So we're busy, and we ask people to be busy with also supporting OHEL. Now, thank you so much, and Jay, thank you, and Khani, so much for being involved in the way that you are.
Yeah, major thanks to David Mandel, to Khani and Jay Kestenbaum, and to, again, everybody who's involved. Go to OHELfamily.org. Go to OHELgala.org. It's Sunday, November the 24th. It's quite a night. It's quite a night. I'm telling you, everything David said, everything I've said about that night is accurate. It is something. It is a production. It is a delicious meal. And it is a really wonderful educational experience to find out what's going on in our community. Some things will shock you, frankly, what's going on in our community and what people are doing to help those in our community. So again, OHELgala.org, or the old-fashioned way, pick up the telephone and dial 718-972-9338, 718-972-9338. My thanks to both David Mandel and Jay Kestenbaum on a Thursday morning broadcast here at JM in the AM.